Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. These are the story below the fold on page 13, but that doesn't mean we don't love them. Ladies and gentlemen, the ramble.
Okay, who knew that clothing could be so dangerous to your health or give you migraines? A ban on striped and spotted clothing at a Swedish preschool has come under criticism from one parent who said, go figure, who says kids have a right to wear what they want or their parents want. The restriction was imposed 3 years ago when a teacher at the school complained that the striped and spotted styles that the little ones were wearing gave her these really intense headaches, and kids were asked to only wear solid colors. Research shows that stripes and spot patterns can project a certain light and cause severe headaches. So a spokesperson for the Swedish Work Environmental Authority says the ban can be upheld, as according to Swedish law, restrictions like it are allowed by individual workplaces.
If that had been imposed in the 70s, no kid in North America would have gone to school.
Everyone would have gone homeschool.
Vermont loves Barack Obama and John McCain. They are the winners of a little-known primary, the Essex Middle School primary, held by grade 7 consolation team. Voters must be under 18. Now, you might think, oh, what do these kids know? Look, these kids have been studying ancient Greece and social studies and language arts, and they've been focusing the past few weeks on the origins of democratic government. So they went into this quite informed. The school, however, no delegates, so they're not going to get into that. But Vermont has quite a few, 17 for Republicans and 23 for the Democrats, and Vermont's one of those players on the March 4th next like mini Super Tuesday primary.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about a story about a church. The moderate Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas, has long held what many call a don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to gay people, gay parishioners in their congregation. That was all well and good until the church decided to create a photo directory last year. And when gay couples showed up to have their pictures taken for the directory, some members said that was a step too far and it would go beyond welcoming gays to affirming their homosexuality, which they didn't accept. So deacons at the church met to resolve the issue and this month decided to have a directory without photos. The congregation votes on that decision in a little more than a week, but in the meantime, church members have called for the firing of the senior minister, Brett Younger. A group called Friends for the Future of Broadway says Younger has led the church toward affirming homosexuality, and that's not a good thing in their opinion.
All right, this just in Taser news.
My staff informed the House leadership.
No, we're not tasing the President of the United States. I'm sorry. That is a not political point of view. That is a miscued tape. We'll just say that. This is a headline from the LA Times. Taser used on Josh Booty after DUI arrest. He's a freelance Fox Sports contributor. He also happens to be the brother of the USC quarterback, John David Booty. Apparently, Mr. Booty was very belligerent after his DUI arrest. Police tased him. They actually had to tase him twice, as the officer said. After that, he, quote, became cooperative. Booty later apologized for the incident. And I wanted the story just so we could play this.
I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything!
I just... Don't tase me, bro. Any excuse. And that does it for the Ramble for this Friday.